Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, we're on. And it's Thursday, how are you? This is Scott on Radio 1. When you hear my voice, you know it's nearly home time. And then it's nearly only Bleh Friday. It's all good. Now, the thing I'm getting most emails and texts and tweets about at the moment is something that traditionally happens on this show, and there is concern about whether it will happen tomorrow. The concern is about the annual Wimbledon joke, which is due tomorrow on the show. It's been tradition for at least the last four or five years. Always on the second Friday of Wimbledon, there is a joke involving the Wimbledon men's semi-finals. The person that used to do this joke, traditionally, went to the toilet on Christmas Eve and didn't come back, like off of the Sugar Babes. So at the moment, I don't quite know what is the score with tomorrow's men's semi-final joke, but I will bring you news as soon as I hear it. Right, it is Thursday, which means what we do is we get the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out the stuff that you've been saying this week on Dear Scott. Let's do some of these before Kylie comes in at 4:30. Very excited about this. I have to say, when you do send in emails, there is a big chance that they will get on the air because there's not a lot of... there's not a massive amount of quality control that goes into this. So if you send one, chances are, unless it's really rude, you will be on. Here's the first one today.
Dear Scott, on your show on Tuesday, you described one of the tracks you were playing as groovy.
I did do that. It was a moment of madness. I won't do it again, sorry.
Because of that, you made my day.
Really? Okay, read on.
I think groovy is the best word ever, and to hear my favourite DJ say it is just plain groovy. I really love it when you play I As Spy with the letter V, and groovy has a V in it too.
Groovy does have a V in it, you're absolutely right.
I think you can understand, I love the word groovy.
By now, yes, I am getting that you really do like the word, yes.
Lots of love, Camilla, age 13. P.S. I listen to your show when I do my paper round and you really make it less boring. Smiley.
Aw, cheers, Camilla. And I'm glad that you were the only person that liked it when I said the word groovy. That's fantastic to know. Right, next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who spoke once, and the PR4L. Oi, oi, Savaloy.
Oi.
If you hadn't noticed, Ms Gaga has another track in your playlist. Please can you get the lovely Posh Radio 4 lady to sing it for us, like her versions of Bad Romance and Telephone, so we can finally understand the words. You complete me, Joe, off of Birmingham.
All right, Joe, we were discussing this yesterday. Lady Gaga's lyrics are often bonkers. Sometimes they don't make a lot of sense. So what we do, so we can find out and kind of understand what she's on about a bit more, is we get the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out the lyrics, just so we have a better understanding. Here's Alejandro.
She's got both hands in her pocket, and she won't look at you, won't look at you. She hides true love en su bolsillo. She's got a halo around her finger, around you. You know that I love you, boy. Hot like Mexico. Rejoice. At this point, I've got to choose. Nothing to lose. Don't call my name. Don't call my name. Alejandro. I'm not your babe. I'm not your babe. Fernando. Don't want to kiss. Don't want to touch. Just smoke my cigarette. Hush. Don't call my name. Don't call my name. Roberto. Alejandro. Alejandro. Ale Alejandro. Ale Alejandro Erro.
See, now I understand fully.
Groovy.
Now, a lot of people are really glad that the PR for us helped us out there with the lyrics to Alejandro, like Laura, who says, OMG, thank God for PR4L. I actually thought Gaga was singing, so she has both hands in a bucket. You see? Now you know. Oh, thank God for PR4L. Now I know the words, you see? They keep coming in. I think the PR4L version is better, better than the Gaga version, says Ruhi from Lancaster. Yes, it is. However, if that last one was a bit too Europop for you, what we've done is another special version, which I can imagine people walking down the aisle to, actually. So here is the PR4L with the Alejandro Candlelight Mix.
She's got both hands in her pocket, and she won't look at you. Won't look at you. She hides true love en su bolsillo. She's got a halo around her finger, around you. You know that I love you, boy. Hot like Mexico. Rejoice. At this point I've got to choose. Nothing to lose. Don't call my name. Don't call my name. Alejandro. I'm not your babe. I'm not your babe. Fernando. Don't want a kiss. Don't want a touch. Just smoke my cigarette. Hush. Don't call my name. Don't call my name. Roberto. Alejandro. Alejandro. Ale Alejandro. Ale Alejandro Erro.
So beautiful.
More than 68 million records sold. She's won 3 Brit Awards, 16 ARIA Awards, 4 MTV Awards, and 3 NME Awards. She's opened and closed the Olympic Games. She was a fairy in Moulin Rouge and a mechanic in Neighbours. She was awarded the OBE by the actual Queen. And she's the winner of a Services to Mankind Award. She is Kylie Minogue!
Hi.
Oh, God. That. Thank you.
We'll just turn the echo off. How are you?
Thank you.
See,
I'm all the better for that incredible, rousing
big intro, yeah.
Why, thank you, Kylie. You know, it means everything to me as well.
What we do is...
Do you wake up in the morning, like...
No, you don't want to see me in the morning.
Get me some toast.
Kylie, you can stay in the bed for a little bit longer. I'll nip down.
Oh, God.
I'll just nip down and make us some breakfast.
This happened last time. What we do, for all the bigger stars, we get a voiceover man in live. It's been you and P. Diddy so far.
Oh, yo.
Yeah. He was more shocked than you, to be fair. He didn't know what was going on.
Really? He didn't know what hit him, did he, Scott?
He really didn't. He was like, what? The first, what? Like, 10 to 20 seconds, I was like, he's going to walk out.
Yes.
He hates
it. It was that close.
Yeah. How are you, Kylie?
I'm really well.
Thanks for coming in.
How are you all?
We're very good, thank you.
And the silent man in the corner? Good.
Yeah,
he's good.
Right. He's all good.
Yeah.
If you want to see Kylie, then she's on the little camera now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just click on webcam and then live stream. So you're based in the UK now, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, where do you spend most of your time?
In London. Oh.
Is that your phone voiceover man?
I think it is.
Another voiceover.
Oh, dear.
Okay, sorry, in London.
Hello.
Yes.
Don't answer it now.
How much?
Yeah, I'm based in London. I'm kind of all over the place doing promotion and this, that, the other. But, yeah, London's my base.
See, if I was a pop star, I think I would just go to whatever country was sunny at that time.
Well, I'm in the right place.
Just chase the sun. You really are at the moment, yeah.
And every year I say, that's it. I should only be in this country when the weather's good. Which is giving myself a narrow window, yeah. I know. But, you know, it works perfectly. I can go back to Australia.
Yeah, where it's freezing
at
the moment.
It's freezing right now, yeah.
So you don't want to be there, do you?
Not at the, well, I'm going to be back there in 3 weeks,
oh,
so
yeah.
Okay. I better prepare myself.
Now, if it's okay, we've got some listeners' questions because a lot of people are very excited that you're coming in today.
Yes.
Andy Baker wants to know, and I've always wanted to know this as well, when you listen to your MP3 player and it's your songs on there, mm-hmm. do you have them listed as Kylie or me?
That's a good question. They're normally just under KM.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
I'd like if I've put them in because they're different versions of songs to listen to, different mixes, whatever. I mean, it's
KM.
KM.
Oh, I think I see. I would if I.
There's a lot saying KM demos.
Oh right, okay. Mm. See, if I'd made as many records as you, I would just have a whole section on me, me.
me. David with Hasselhoff. My album called Me.
Me. David Hasselhoff has all his songs as me in his iPod. That doesn't surprise you, does it, Kylie?
Maybe I should get with the program.
Follow the Hoff. Viv from the Unofficial Mills website wants to know about your new film, where you appear with lots of tattoos. Is that right?
Yeah. I was at Glastonbury. Why can't I speak?
Glastonbury.
Glastonbury. Voiceover man, could you just say that for
me? Would you like me to say it for you, love?
Glastonbury, please.
Glastonbury.
Yeah, there we go. At Glastonbury, Saturday.
I could come with you everywhere you go.
Yes, you were.
Saturday. Mm. Sunday, I legged it to New York. Monday, I worked in New York. And Tuesday, I was back here. It's a independent film by a very independent filmmaker. And I have a cameo in it. And... my name's Tara, and I'm covered in tats.
Amazing. Hmm. Okay. So is the film done now?
And I looked well hard.
Did you?
Yeah.
I love it. Is it done, the film?
No. They're in the middle of production.
Okay. And are you in it a lot? Are you like a main character, or are you just a cameo?
It's only so much you can do in one day.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you did say you were
in it one
day.
Unless you see another picture of me with the same tats.
Yeah, okay.
Soon.
This is a good one. Daniel Ellis wants to know what happened to the gold hot pants.
The gold hot pants are locked behind high security.
Are they?
In a glass case. Almost. They're at the Performing Arts Museum in Melbourne, where I've donated all my show costumes to. And they went on tour. Mm. Yeah, my hot pants went on tour with some other outfits.
Right.
And they were also, when they were displayed at the V&A, they were behind a... glass box. I cannot confirm if it was bulletproof or not.
That's brilliant. Oh, I love it. So yeah. At least they've got a good
better
home.
Better treated than I am.
Yeah. It's incredible. So if you can go to Melbourne and you can see the hot pants.
No, not now.
Oh, where are they now?
Because they're not on display right now.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Where are they now?
They're in a, I don't know, one of the kind of temperature controlled... I'm serious.
Kylie, you're making this up.
I am not making it up. And before the first exhibition, all my clothes are out there and there's, you know, ladies running around with the white glove. It's full white glove. And and what? I go in to look at the display on the day before they open to the public. I was looking at this kind of big crow feather headpiece, you know, another crazy outfit. And it wasn't sitting right on the mannequin's head, so I just... bomb in there and I start moving it, and these assistants were just kind of quivering in their white gloves going, you know, you're the only person who can do that. And I just totally, you know, I still just regard them as if they were mine and they're working costumes, and so I was manhandling them.
If anyone can storm in there, it's you, really, isn't it?
Yeah. You've got to take advantage of some situations.
Exactly. How did it feel to finally play Glastonbury? Because you were supposed to do it before, weren't you?
Yeah, 5 years ago I was meant to headline, and of course that was cancelled because I was ill. So it was pretty magical to be back there. And I was trying to take everything in the whole 4.5 minutes I was on stage or whatever. But I love the way that it came around, that it was just a heartfelt request from Jake. Hmm. About six weeks or 2 months back, could you do it? And I said, well, I would love to do it. I just need to try and, you know, wangle that in the schedule. Mm. And so it was nice to not have the pressure of doing a whole show, but just to get a sense of what it's like. And magical. Amazing.
Yeah. Did you get helicoptered in?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I went the full, you know... I went rock star.
Kylie Jet.
Yeah.
It must be incredible to see that from a helicopter, though, like just that whole sight, because it's massive.
Massive. And then being on the ground and seeing it, I just... I mean, you hear about it and it's so legendary and all of that, but to actually be there was another thing, and I think I want to go back.
Yeah. You should do it next year. You should headline.
We'll see what next year brings.
Okay. Are you good friends with Scissor Sisters then?
Yeah.
How long for now?
Oh, God, when did I work with Jake? It would have been maybe 2005?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you...
2004, even.
Okay. Did you hear did you like the country version of All the Lovers that they did? Did you?
How long can I talk about this for?
Okay, let me play a bit, amazing. And then it'll get you even more excited.
Okay.
You love it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Did they call you and go, hi, we're making your song a bit Dolly Parton. Is that all right?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
But...
I just did it.
But Jake did... He needed the lyrics, so I knew they were going to do it. But it's...
You could have just Googled them, to be honest.
What do you mean?
You could have just got the lyrics off Google, really, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, no, because then he could have been singing anything.
Oh, yeah.
Google lyrics are not trustworthy.
Are they not?
No.
Okay. All right. It's best to phone you then. If
yeah, phone okay. a friend.
Fair enough. Okay.
But it was doubly amazing to hear the country version of All the Lovers because Stuart Price, my executive producer, and I, when we were testing songs, we'd do the Dolly Parton litmus test. Mm. So it was kind of just playing a song with acoustic guitar with a bit of a Dolly Parton vibe. Mm. So we kind of felt like we'd been gazumped at our own game, really, that someone else has done the Dolly Parton version before us. But it's okay, it was Jake, so it's fine.
It's all fine. Now, I think there's a whole gap in the market for this.
Where?
Well, you know how much they love country music in America. I mean...
Yeehaw,
you know, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, so much of the world does like country music. I think maybe a Kylie country album wouldn't... I mean, if you give me the green light on this, I can push the button.
Can you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Consider
yeah.
it funded. That's done.
I've actually worked one out already.
Have you?
Would you like to... Would you join in with me?
Are we going to have a hold down?
Yeah, we are.
Come okay. on now.
Now, the one that doesn't speak is amazing at the guitar. Well, yeah, he can play the guitar.
Right. he can strum.
So I have... we just worked something out before the show. I hope you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll start.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
Good luck, studio.
Good luck, everybody. I can't sing. Here we go. Ready, voice over man?
Yes.
Everyone join in, okay? Here we go. One, two, three, four. I'm spinning around. Get out of my way. I know you're feeling because you like it like this.
I'm breaking it down. I'm not the same. It's a different tune.
Mistakes that I made.
Come on, keep going.
Moving my way. I know you're feeling
because you like it like this.
Breaking it down.
I'm not the same.
I know you're feeling
because you like it like this. Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was epic. You're on to a winner.
Well, that's the first track done.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the locomotion. No. This is BBC Radio 1, and it's Scott live with Kylie. Hello.
Yay.
Let's talk about Dani for a second.
Yeah.
So she's quite big
she
now.
She has a couple of weeks to go.
Is it 2 weeks? A couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw a clip of her on Australia's Got Talent, and the bump is big.
I'm sure the seat had to go back,
yeah.
Because she's pretty, yeah, she's big. It's at that stage where it's like it's defying gravity, so... Yeah,
have you spoken to her? Is she cool?
Yeah, she's really good. And I'm going to be back in 3 weeks. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, have you worked out some kind of plan? So if you get the call, will you get on a plane or what will happen when you know?
I can't go any sooner. So I just made that trip happen at that time thinking, okay, that's giving a few days extra if needed. And okay. then I'll be there for probably a week.
Right.
So,
a whole week.
I know. Not in the same city for a week.
Right,
though.
Okay. You're never more than... It's like 2 days max wherever you are, isn't
Recently,
it?
Recently, it's been Yeah, it's been pretty manic.
Okay. And do we know if it's a boy or a girl or that?
We do.
Okay. Oh. Okay, good. Okay. I was kind of looking at you there, like, is she going to share this? And I was like, no, actually, no, she's not.
No.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's good then. I'm glad that you know. Really good.
Yeah.
And is she going to come back over here at some point for X Factor?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, cool. I loved it when you you did the thing with her in Dubai last year.
Oh, I'd love to do that again.
Would you do it again?
Everyone's asking me now, you know, would you take the seat? Would you do it? And what I would like to do is go to Judge's Home with her again.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because you get to stay in Dubai as well. It's quite good.
It was just lovely.
Yeah.
And quite confronting. I didn't realise it would be that emotional, that kind of, that personal.
Right.
Having to actually, I mean, Dan was the one who made the decision. I helped her.
Mm.
And, you know, I wasn't the one that had a sleepless night making, you know, the final decision.
So you do get quite emotionally involved with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know she absolutely does.
Yeah. Okay. So, because I always think, I don't know, but I always think, how long do they actually spend with them? Do you know what I mean?
I guess it depends with the different judges, but yeah, my sister Dan's, she would, there's just no way she would hand it over.
Okay. And the good thing about Judges' Homes is you don't have to meet Louis Walsh.
Yeah.
Louis was on our show yesterday.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Oh, was just on the phone. Did you and him have a little fallout?
No, he was one of the few, who were giving my little baby sister a hard time a while ago, although I do believe he's come around. So, but I was asked a question the other day. It was, what was it? Take the call, hang up the call, or ignore. Like, I don't know, one of those kind of games.
Right, okay,
and,
yeah.
And they asked me about Piers Morgan, Simon Cowell, and Louis, and I just thought, I can't bring myself to just say I'm going to take that call from Louis Walsh, because I'm sorry. You can't just like say one thing all over the place with your friend Sharon and then decide you've changed your mind. So anyway, okay. I do believe all is well.
Yeah, so. I think that's cool.
I never had a chance to kind of react to that, so I did.
Yeah. If he walked in now, what would you say?
I'd say, oh, all right, Louis.
And then ignore him?
No, really, I'm making a mountain out of a molehill.
You've got to make allowances. He is Irish.
Do you know what?
He's not a man.
No, my sister says he's
I'm
actually...
Irish too.
Oh, are you good?
My sister said that now that they've, you know, on good terms, that he's quite laugh.
Okay. When you ask anybody to name female pop icons, it's like you and Madonna would come up naturally. Who do you think, who is around at the moment, female pop artist, who do you think has got the same possible kind of longevity career-wise?
Gaga.
Just
absolutely.
Her?
Absolutely.
Rihanna?
Well, Rihanna's been going quite a long
while
already. Beyonce? There's a lot of great girls. Alicia Keys, or maybe she's not so pop, but, you know, she's an absolute pure talent.
What are your views on Gaga?
I think she's got it. I really do.
It just came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Seemingly. Yeah. I don't think it did.
Right.
Because she's been writing songs for others for a while. And I think we're all intrigued to see what she does next, which is great. That's what pop should be.
Mm. Okay, cool. Now, you've done so much over the years. Do you ever see videos like or hear stuff or, you know, watch stuff on YouTube and think, I don't actually remember doing that?
If I see something, I would probably be, I don't know, I'm quite good, apparently, my manager tells me, and I'll say, oh, that was when I was, what was I wearing? Oh yeah, now I remember, like, kind of guided by my wardrobe, for better or worse. And I don't know, but there's some things that just have totally, I probably wasn't even present when I was doing it. You know, I remember when I first started, it was just maybe even more manic than it is today,
right. Okay.
For me.
When? Kind of?
Because I was still working on Neighbours, then I'd fly over here, I'd be trying to promote around Europe. It was pretty much a different country each day, as opposed to every 3 days.
Can I show you something that I ordered recently online?
Ah!
From Japan.
Oh, please!
Kylie Minogue on the go, live in Japan.
Look,
I did order that.
She is on the go. She's about to take off out of those stalls. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Good, eh? Listen to this. Here's you making some sushi.
So, I'm going to try to learn to make a sushi roll. You start with something like this, add a bit of this, and roll it up. Da-da-da, sushi roll.
Now that is brilliant.
That is priceless.
Da-da-da, sushi roll.
We've played that before.
Oh my God. That is... I've totally lost it now.
Hello, come back.
I can't come back from on the go in Japan. And I bet you're not even going to give it to me, are you?
Don't throw it at me. I thought you were going to throw it then.
There you go.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Also, I feel like I stalk you a bit now because obviously I'm on Twitter.
Yes.
Who else do you follow that's good? I wanted to talk to you about this. I've got some tips. Danny Minogue's good.
Yeah.
You probably follow her. Yeah. Paris Hilton.
Okay, I'm not following her. Maybe I'll have to add her.
Phillip Schofield.
I follow Philip.
Yeah.
I follow Philip. I follow Philip.
Tim Westwood is also good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Alan Carr. All very good.
Alan Carr, I do follow.
Yeah. And
me.
Oh, and voiceover man.
A voiceover man.
Yeah.
What's your official...
At Peter Dixon. Yes.
Sorry, he does freak the guests out sometimes. It's fine. Thank you very much for coming here today, Kylie.
Oh, thanks for entertaining me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was going really well into the sushi roll, wasn't it?
I mean, we've gone from country and western to the sushi roll.
Yeah, we've covered all the bases.
Until next time.
Until next time. Thank you, Kylie.
Thanks, everyone.
This is Radio 1. One That Doesn't Speak. If we can get the country version of Spinning Around on iTunes, like, quite soon. Thanks. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Ellie.
All right, Ellie, what's occurring?
Hello, Scott. I just wondered, did you manage to sniff Kylie? Yesterday you said you were going to hug her and go in for a sniff.
Oh, no, I was going to
hug
and
sniff. You and Becky were talking about it.
I know, but Becky's not here to remind me.
I did.
Oh. Did you? Voiceover man did. What did she smell like?
Like a fragrant rose.
Right, good.
Oh, I imagined you smell like a fragrant rose.
Oh, I did hug her, but I didn't sniff.
You didn't sniff.
What an idiot.
That's
my chance gone now, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I'm most disappointed.
So am I. See, that's what happens when Becky's not here. Oh, I love you.
I love you. Bye.
I'm surprisingly early, but let's do it anyway.
What's occurring?
Becky is today having a well-deserved holiday. Today and tomorrow. So, the part of Becky is today played by voiceover man.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for coming along to play.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here.
I think Kylie really enjoyed your intro as well.
She did. She told me afterwards she was besotted by me.
Really? Good. On the phone again, it's Elliot.
Hello.
Say hi to voiceover man.
Hi, voiceover man.
Hello, Elliot.
Hello.
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 This could go on forever.
What day are you on, Elliot? Is it three or four?
It's four today because I started on Monday, didn't I? So.
Oh, yeah. What's been going on in your life?
I went to look around my new college today, so that was good.
Wow, where's that?
It's in Radstock. So near... you know that, don't you?
Down near Peace Dome?
Yeah. That's the place.
Radstock, the place that has weird petrol stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Did you hear Kylie?
Yeah, she was really good.
She was good, wasn't she?
She was.
What a sweetheart. Right, let's play the game. Elliot is so far unbeaten. He's been on since Monday. Let's see how he goes today.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. Voice of man, you know the Scissor Sisters?
Yes.
Yeah. You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Elliot, you know who they are, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. They are friends of the stars. Kylie was talking about them. They performed with her at Glastonbury. But, and we often have this chat in the studio, do you think that the Scissor Sisters are big fans of comic books? Elliot?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. No, I don't think they are.
You don't?
No.
You don't even know who they are.
I think they probably read intellectual books.
Right, okay. Well... seeing as we do often have this chat, we decided to actually ask them if they are big fans of comic books. So here's the thing. We gave the Scissor Sisters 60 seconds to name as many superheroes as they could. How many could they name, Elliot?
Okay, 60 seconds, I'm going to say 25.
Voiceover man.
6.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here are the actual Scissor Sisters talking about superheroes.
Wait, do costume vigilantes... Okay, Batman.
Rawhide Kid.
Superman.
Wonder Woman.
Spider-Man.
The Flame.
The Torch.
The Torch. Green Lantern.
Yellow Lantern.
Spider-Man.
I already said that. The Wonder Twins.
I'm so bad with superheroes. Silver Surfer.
Kitty Pryde.
Conan the Barbarian.
She-Ra.
Rorschach.
Ooh, God, superhero. You really threw me with that Rorschach. Promethea.
The Joker.
He's a super villain, but, Beast. I know, like, all X-Men. I'm, like, such a comic book nerd.
Oh, my God, they're proper geeks. I haven't heard half of those.
Well, I'll get my coat.
Yeah. Rawhide Kid. Who? 14? Whoa. So, who's...
I said 6. I was way off.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Elliot, you can have the point.
Yay.
Okay, good.
Oh!
High five.
High five.
What's the kidding?
Give me another one.
High five.
Yes. It's the new thing, voice over man. All the kids are doing it. Get involved.
And the adults.
And the adults, yeah. Okay, you know girls?
Yeah.
They always cry, don't they?
Yeah.
Always crying.
Always.
Always, always. They do cry a lot.
Well, after I've been with them, they usually do. But we won't go into that one.
Okay, good. They cry a lot as well at weddings, I've noticed, especially brides and stuff. They always cry. So there was a TV show about a girl getting married the other day. Let's face it, most shows on TV at the moment tend to be. And it's a simple question. On the show...
Might be for you.
On the show... Why is this not working?
I have no idea, love.
Hello?
Hello?
It's all gone very
quiet. It's all gone... Oh, good. There we are. On the show, how many times did the bride burst into tears?
That was loud. What show?
Man, how many?
What show?
I don't know. Some wedding show.
On a wedding show?
It's probably either four
what
weddings
What kind
or...
of a spurious question is that?
Four weddings or don't tell
you might
the
as well
bride.
Ask me whether it's foggy outside. I've no idea.
Okay, well, guess.
12.
12.
I've no idea.
Elliot.
How long is it, sorry?
An hour.
Okay, I'm going to say 11.
Do you like it that I've got all the details on the show?
Yeah, I do. Really prepared.
11, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's find out. Here's one of those wedding shows. Could be four weddings, could be Don't Tell the Bride. And here's a bride crying a lot on it.
I'm going to cry. She's crying.
One.
How are they going to make a full size 14 dress a size 8 in one day?
Two.
Don't cry. Stop it. Stop it. Don't cry. Because you're going to make me cry and I won't.
Three.
Pass out. It's gonna be fine. Just breathe.
Five.
I like it too.
Oh,
six. I loved it. Seven. I was so sure I didn't have it. I'd really got it into my head that I wasn't. I feel like I'm gonna pass that out.
Eight. Nine. Ten.
Try not to cry on it.
11.
Okay. Thank you, not yet.
Love you.
Thank you. You're going to set me up. I'm trying not to.
12.
Oh, God, you're still crying. Lauren, stop crying.
I know.
13.
Yes, I think we've heard enough.
Yeah. Oh, apparently voiceover man was closest on the first one.
I said 12.
Were you closest?
I said 12. On the first one, you said 6.
Oh. Yeah, on the first one I'm talking about. Oh, look, just have a point each. It's all fine.
It is one each now.
It's one each now, that's what I thought. Okay, next!
Oh! What's the kitty?
Let's play Who's That Tweeting? I love a celebrity tweet, do you?
Me too. I can't get enough of it.
Who's your favourite person to follow, Elliot?
Well, apart from you.
Yeah, mine are really interesting.
I think the voiceover man is quite hilarious.
Get in!
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. So, we've got some celebrity tweets. All you've got to do is tell me who tweeted it. Let's go. Here's your first celebrity tweet today, but who's it by?
Made me take my belt off at security, then my shoes, then my jacket. Couldn't keep my trousers up. Next flight, I'm wearing tight clothes.
Who tweeted that?
Sounds like Alan Carr.
Okay, Elliot?
I don't know, how about Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber?
Yep.
Here it is again.
Made me take my belt off at security, then my shoes, then my jacket. Couldn't keep my trousers up. Next flight, I'm wearing tight clothes.
No, that was Westwood. Whose tweets are hilarious, and I hope that Kylie is now following him because I did recommend. Okay, here's your next one. Who's this tweeting?
Piers Morgan slagging me off again. I refuse to be drawn into an argument with someone whose face resembles a butternut squash.
Who's that, Elliot?
How about Amanda Holden?
That would be good if it was.
Yeah.
You going for Amanda Holden?
Yeah.
I've no idea.
Any celebrity
will
be fine.
What about,
oh, God, just guess.
I can't think of anybody who would say that about him.
Here it is again.
Piers Morgan slagging me off again. I refuse to be drawn into an argument with someone whose face resembles a butternut squash.
Who tweeted that?
Well, I'd go for Alan Carr again. I've no idea.
Okay. Alan Carr is correct.
Yes!
Go on.
Really?
That is incredible.
Get in!
Okay. Come on, Elliot. Here's your next tweet.
Getting the bath now. Just thought I'd randomly tweet that.
Oh yeah, that's a quick one. Who's that?
Getting the bath now. Just thought I'd randomly tweet that.
You first voiceover man.
Stephen Fry.
Okay. What about you, Elliot?
I'm just going to guess at Katy Perry.
Getting the bath now. Just thought I'd randomly tweet that.
Both wrong. It's Lee Ryan.
Oh, off of Blue.
Off of Blue again, yeah. Okay, here's your next one.
For the character they build, the doors they open, and the love they provide, our fathers deserve an unending appreciation and admiration.
Who's that?
Oh, dear.
Elliot, you go first, while voiceover man has a big think.
I'm just going to have a guess at Usher.
It's so difficult.
Here it is again.
For the character they build, the doors they open, and the love they provide, our fathers deserve an unending appreciation and admiration.
Still, what are you sticking with, Elliot?
I said Usher.
Yeah. Sticking with that?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Lee Ryan.
No, you're both wrong. It was Barack Obama.
Oh. Right. Okay.
Who actually isn't as interesting on Twitter as I thought he would be.
Do you think it's really him? Do you think he's maybe got other things to do than...
No, thing is, right, I was expecting him... I don't know, maybe he tweeted about what's happening in EastEnders, because it was a really big episode last night. Nothing. So I'm thinking if I'm following the president
probably
of the USA.
Got somebody else to do it for him.
Do you think it's not him?
No, I don't think so. He follows me. I'm not sure how that works.
What?
Well, he does. I'm not sure how that works. I think it's an auto thing.
Barack Obama follows you?
Yeah, seriously. I'm not joking.
What is... How do you get that?
I just literally started following him last year, and that was it.
So every time you tweet about what you've had for your dinner, Barack Obama reads it?
Apparently, yeah, so well, I'm not sure if he reads it.
Wow. How do I get a follow off Barack?
Sorry, unfollowing and refollowing. I've got no idea.
Can you have a word, please?
Yeah, if you want. I can direct message him.
Tweet him in a minute.
And could you put a word in for me as well?
Yeah.
Actually, direct message him and ask him.
Okay,
amazing. Thank you. And finally, who is this tweeting?
Hi, everyone. Why is no one following me?
Hmm. What celeb is that? Elliot.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Marina off of the Diamonds.
OK, again.
Hi, everyone. Why is no one following me?
Well, I know this one. It's Chris Moyles.
It's... OK, it's not Chris Moyles. You're both wrong. It was Alicia Dixon.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that.
Does Alicia Dixon have no followers? That can't be
Evidently
right.
Evidently not.
That's not right. Maybe it was when Twitter went mad a while ago and just it showed that no one had followers for a while. Surely, so please, if you're listening, you're on Twitter, please follow Alicia Dixon. I feel bad for her. Right, so it looks like you've lost today's What's Occurring, Elliot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I think you're off.
Does that mean I've got to come back tomorrow?
No, it's not on Fridays.
Oh.
And Becky's back on Monday, so we're all right, thanks. But, Elliot, it's been amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry you lost to VoiceOver Man. You sound genuinely gutted.
I know. I was hoping to stay on till Monday.
You couldn't have lost to a better man. Thank you, Elliot. It's been fun.
Thank you. And you.
Thanks, Elliot.
Thanks. High five.
Thanks for being... High five.
Oh!
Oh, he sounds really defeated.
I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're over it now?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Good. High five!
High five!
High five!
It's Radio 1. Hello, I'm Scott. More Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 lady after 6. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello, Scott. I'm Candice, one of Josie's best friends. Josie from Big Brother.
Hiya.
Hello, the best housemate in that, obviously.
Yes, I do love her a lot.
Oh, good, good. I did realise, actually, we've been listening. Well, we always listen to you, actually, on the way home from work, so...
Oh, have you been down to the house to support her?
No, not yet. We haven't needed to.
Well, yeah, that's true. I thought they might have got you on Big Brother's Big Mouth or something.
I know, so did we.
Not that I'm saying you've got a big mouth, I'm just saying...
Oh, wow.
So, you're her best friend from Bristol?
I'm one of her best friends, yes, there's four of us.
How long have you known her?
I've known Josie since she was four.
Amazing. Why am I speaking like you?
Pardon?
Why am I speaking like you?
Because it's just a lovely accent and everybody wants it.
You're dead right. Here's some of Josie's best bits.
I think I got a bit of a... What do you call it when you... A fantasy. I think I like blokes in football kits. I don't know what it is. I quite like the rugby player look as well. Quite like the soldier look as well. Quite like the navy look. I even quite like the police uniform. Quite nice. Quite like overalls.
Does she really have that many types?
Honestly, Josie just likes men, Scott, in general. She hasn't got a type, she just loves them all.
Do you know why?
Like, you know what we used to say when we lived together, Scott? Our mantra was, men are like Skittles, you've got to taste the rainbow. You just got to go for all different types, and she's going for it in there. She loves it.
She really is, isn't she?
She's brilliant, honestly. That is just juicy. In that house, that is what you see. What you see is what you get.
Hello? Do you know why?
Why?
Because she's a Randy Mare.
Oh!
When they got a football kit on, I just turned into... like a proper Randy Mare.
Love you!
I love you!
Listening to BBC Radio 1, and it's nearly Friday. Get in. It's 6:15. Becky's on her well-deserved holiday. So, it's just me. Hi. Oh, and the PR4L with some Dear Scott. Anything you want to know about the show, anything you want to tell us, something you spotted online, random stories, just get in touch. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email with Dear Scott as the subject. Here's the first one of this batch.
Hi, Scott. Upon watching Wimbledon today, Saturday, I discovered a good what's occurring. How many times did Nadal touch his own bottom to relieve a wedgie? I didn't count, but it must have been hundreds. Lol. We'll be listening on Monday to see if you include this one. Smiley. Christina from Livingston, XXX.
Christina, thank you so much for the suggestion. The only thing that I would say is that this one is slightly visual. If it was on TV, if this was a TV show, we'd be snapping that up. However, him just taking his pants out of his bum, kind of, it's not going to work on the radio. Unless he kind of shouted, "Oh God, my pants have disappeared again," quite loudly near a microphone, then we'd be all over it. But seeing as he didn't, and it's just him pulling his pants out of his bum, we can't use that one on this occasion. But thank you very much for your suggestion. You know that we do like Oh What's Occurring suggestions, so if you do spot anything on the TV that maybe isn't as visual as that, then please get in touch and let us know about it. But thanks anyway for thinking of us. Next!
Dear Scott and the crew, just to let you know, I have been listening every afternoon to you and Lloyd trying to talk football, and I found myself actually learning about the beautiful game myself, which is amazing. I dislike football for many reasons, but I had an actual conversation about football. Woohoop! Thank you V muchly. Love you, Rowan, Plymouth.
Right, Rowan off Plymouth. I am quite surprised by that because even Lloyd doesn't seem to be that bothered by football anymore. Now he's 14. When he was 10, he was really interested. But I don't feel actually that I'm learning that much because he's kind of more distracted by girls quite a lot now. So the fact that you managed to have an actual conversation about football impresses me. Can you write back and tell me exactly how the conversation went? Because I'd be intrigued to know. Next!
Dear Scott Mills and team, I've literally just finished my A-level exams. Much os exciting. And I must say you've helped me get through. However, I do want your advice on exam etiquette, as I was frowned upon today. I get very nervous and sweaty in exams, pleasant I know, and I like to try and make myself feel at home by taking off my shoes. Inevitably, there is a distinct pong as this happens, to which invigilators, the busybodies who pace around but still manage to be really slow bringing you paper, frown at me. Can you suggest a solution to my problem? Also, please let Becky know I want her to be my friend and love her. So if she's interested in being friends with a slightly pongy, grumpy, but kind-hearted teen, please let me know. Joel, off of Worthing. P.S. As I've been writing this, I've been imagining how the PR4L will say it. Lol.
And now you know. Thank you very much. Yeah, Becky loves pongy friends, so I can... I can say without her being here that she will be your friend. Absolutely, I'll get her to get in touch with you when she's back on Monday. Also, the thing about taking your shoes off is absolutely fine. I, most days, take my shoes off in the studio. It's actually a very good way to relax. So I would just go for it, don't worry about it. It's a slight smell. Unless you're my flatmate, in which case you should never take your shoes off, ever, because it fills the house with a smell like something's died. Really horrible. Next!
Dear Scott, you know those summer English courses for foreigners? Well, I'm Slovenian, and 20 years ago, in 1990, I did a three-week course at Elko Language School in Rickmansworth. The interesting thing about it is that my teacher was none other than Adrian Childs off of The One Show. He was a great teacher, really funny, motivating and friendly. He even invited us, some of his students, to his basement flat somewhere in London and cooked us a meal. So now I can say I knew a celebrity before they were famous. P.S. I listen to your show every day online and I love it. Love you. Tina from Slovenia.
Right, OK, good, Tina. So Adrian Childs took you into a basement and cooked you some food. Right, good. Well, thanks for telling us that. That's really good. That's really weird. And Childs is literally now off of The One Show because he's not on it anymore. He's on GMTV with Bleakley. That's great. Thanks for that. If you've got any more details of what happened, then let us know. Write back, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Next!
Hello, Scott and the team. Just wondering, as it is the time of year again, will there be the traditional Wimbledon joke this year? The semi-final match is approaching. Neo.
A lot of people are asking... Neo? Off of The Matrix? A lot of people... Or Neo off of Pop? I think it's that one. Hi, Neo. Love your music. And... we are working this out at the moment. This is the thing that people are asking me most on the text and on email. What's going to happen to the annual men's semi-final joke, which used to be read out every year, tradition for 5 or 6 years, by a respected BBC sports broadcaster who went to the loo on Christmas Eve last year and didn't come back. What I can tell you is we wouldn't want to miss out on the men's semi-final Wimbledon joke. and in some form, it will be with you tomorrow. I don't know how yet, we're just working that out, but it will be on tomorrow, have no fear. So many people are worried about the men's semi joke. I've done it, haven't I? Rubbish! What's the point now? Ollie in Worcester wants to hear it. Well, you just have. Gemma on the M4. It'll be on again tomorrow. Voice over man loves that. Still here. Hello. Right. Good. I messed that up a bit. Right. Now, by popular demand, the brand new candlelight mix of Alejandro.
She's got both hands in her pocket. And she won't look at you. Won't look at you. She hides true love. En su bolsillo. She's got a halo around her finger. Around you. You know that I love you, boy. Hot like Mexico. Rejoice. At this point I've got to choose. Nothing to lose. Don't call my name. Don't call my name. Alejandro. I'm not your babe. I'm not your babe. Fernando. Don't want a kiss. Don't want a touch. Just smoke my cigarette. Hush. Don't call my name. Don't call my name. Roberto. Alejandro. Alejandro. Ale Alejandro. Ale Alejandro Erro.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.